Hello and welcome to Movie Madness with myself, Jonathan Watson, and my good friend Tom Batt. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. And this week, I'm very well because we're talking Rush Hour.
Yes.
Probably, I mean, we were talking about last week, Lethal Weapon, great buddy cop role. Probably the greatest buddy cop film ever.
Yeah.
Okay, and always the runner up of best action film of all time. Film.
Yeah,
and then I said after that I'd probably say Bad Boys.
Mm.
This
third,
definitely third, definitely yeah. Third. Rush Hour. You cannot beat Rush Hour unless you're Lethal Weapon or Bad Boys. But you can't. Other than that,
Rush Hour seems to go more the comedy side of things.
Yeah, Rush Hour is funnier than the other two.
Yeah,
but. Oh, man, I mean, it's still such a great...
Still, it's Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. You can't...
It's like, there's two people that you would never even think about putting together in a film.
No.
It would never cross my mind.
Jackie Chan seems to do really well, though, working with other people. He's one of those actors who he gives, doesn't he? He really does give. It's true. He is. He just gives. He's not a selfish actor, Jackie Chan. Even though he's like the biggest actor in China, he is.
No, he kind of sees himself as, I'll do the martial artsy thing.
Yeah.
And then you be the actor.
Yeah.
And then I'll just bounce off of you.
Yeah. He kind of lets Chris Tucker be the main guy in a way.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Tucker's. It's weird because Chris Tucker's leading the comedy. Chris Tucker's getting all the. Like the jokes and everything, yet somehow Jackie Chan, even though he's giving it all to Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan still kind of leads them as a duo. It's strange.
It's a good balance.
It is.
Neither one is considered above.
No, they're not. Yeah, because in like Lethal Weapon, for example, you'd probably say it's more Riggs. It's more Mel Gibson and then Danny Glover. And with Bad Boys, you'd probably say it's more Will Smith with Martin Lawrence. Whereas this, you'd say they're on an even keel.
Level, yeah. They both add something different.
Yeah. God, there's just so many funny things from the films. But the thing that I always remember about any of the Rush Hour films is the outtakes.
The outtakes are more memorable.
The outtakes are the greatest outtakes of all time. There is no film that I've seen.
I think most of the quotable lines I know are from the outtakes.
Damn! Ian gonna be in Rush Hour 3.
And he wasn't in Rush Hour 3.
He wasn't in Rush Hour 3.
So that's true.
That's probably the greatest outtake I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Just that. It was just genius. Absolutely genius.
What do you think, Jackie? His name is Lee, goddammit.
Yeah. Kyle Puffish.
Who you got, Kelsey Clint? Chelsea?
Is it Chelsea Clint? Is it Chelsea or Kelsey?
Who you got? Who you got, Kelsey Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey Grammer, they've kidnapped Frasier.
Niles.
It's a costume.
I need $1 million. Or they're going to kill me.
God. So many good things. The music?
All I can think of is war. War.
It's got to be. I mean, anyway, even if you could think of a million...
Why is it good for?
Ah, so lonely, nothing. See you again. Yawa. It's not yaw. It's you.
Yaw. Yaw.
It's not you are. It's yaw.
You are.
You are. You are. What the hell's the matter with you, man? I'm struggling, like, because there's so much, I'm struggling to, like, for my mind to actually think of all the things at the same time.
SS Mino Johnson.
SS Mino Johnson.
This your ship? Yeah. What's it called?
SS Mino Johnson. So I've in the third one where the main female in it, Jean-Vier.
Yeah.
Is it Jean-Vier?
Something like that.
Genevieve or Jean-Vier? Jean-Vier. Isn't Jean-Vier in... isn't he one of the guys in Les Mis?
No, you're thinking of Jean-Vier.
Jean-Vier.
Or Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean.
Yeah, what the frick am I thinking of? Anyway, whether it's Genevieve or Jean-Pierre, she's when she's in bed with Chris Tucker, yeah. she's like, I've never made love to a man before.
Neither have I.
Which is always nice as well.
The bit in Rush Hour 3, because we went to see it at the cinema.
Yeah.
And up until this particular point, I was like, yeah, this film's enjoyable. Yeah. But then I lost it when Jackie Chan comes in on the swing singing.
Yeah. Yeah, because
it's so unexpected.
The closer I get to you, all I know again. It's the way he's like, and it's always Michael Jackson as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every song that Chris Tucker sings, it's always Michael Jackson. Jamoli, Jamal, Jamal. In Rush Hour as well, with the crazy Chinese martial artist woman, you know, the nutter.
Oh, she's, I know you might. Like, yeah.
Oh, we could have had something special. We could have been really good. But you want crazy ass bitch.
Okay. Which one of y'all just kicked me?
Yeah. Me. What? Me? What? No, that is you. You, me, okay. You, me, all your asses. I'm gonna kick all your asses. I am me. I am you.
And who are you? He's me.
He's me. I am you. What the? Someone better tell me something quick. Who's the, what's his name? Genius, like great actor. Tom Wilkinson.
The villain, well. Yeah.
I think the thing with that is, like, it is, to me, it is quite obvious that he's probably going to be the bad guy.
Because he's British. Yeah.
And he's in one of these films, yeah. And he's the kind of guy who can play a good villain.
He comes across as quite sinister throughout it as well.
Yeah.
he's up to something. Honest.
But he does it well.
Oh, yeah.
He does it well.
Yeah.
But I don't think they... Because the film is entirely about those two, about Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan... They don't tend to look as much at the other characters. There's only, like, enough that's needed.
Yeah.
For their...
Just so that people know, okay, that's who he is, that's who he is, that's...
The one... The guy who says, nothing wrong, just Russia.
Just Russia.
As well, don't you think that guy has got the campest run in the world?
I've never really sort of considered it.
Well, if you watch it again...
I'm going to have to watch it again now.
Yeah, watch it again. And the bit where Chris Tucker is chasing him... Yeah. Oh, no, Jackie Chan is chasing him.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Tucker's trying to chase him, but he can't jump up things like Jackie Chan, like a spider.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan should have been Spider-Man, actually, and they should have got him to do it. He would have just done all his own stunts.
Spider-Chan.
Well. Yeah, Spider-Chan. Yeah, Spider-Chan. Yeah, so Jackie Chan's chasing him through, like, it's like some kind of abandoned building or something.
Mm.
And the guy's, his run is probably the campest run I've ever seen.
Maybe he was a gay character.
I don't think he was a gay character.
Well, they didn't explicitly say he was gay, but maybe in his own mind he was thinking, I'm going to play this character as gay.
Well, no, his run makes Alan Carr look like Schwarzenegger. I mean, it's quite a...
That's not an image I want in my head.
Well, Alan Carr is Schwarzenegger. I wonder if we took all the stand-up comedians and put them into, like, The Expendables.
Okay.
Who would you put in there? Okay, so who would...
Stand-up comedians.
Stand-up comedians.
As The Expendables.
As The Expendables. Who would be your Schwarzenegger? I'd put a Schwarzenegger. I would have
Lee Evans.
Lee Evans would be your Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce Willis.
Al Murray.
Al Murray should have been Schwarzenegger.
What?
Al Murray should have been. Why? Al Murray's bigger than.
Oh yeah, but no. I'm just talking sort of.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if we're gonna go size, and there's gonna be no one.
Okay. All right. So Al Murray. Okay. Who's going to be the Stallone?
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais is Stallone. Okay. Who is Jet Li?
Who is Jet Li? So, Rod Gilbert.
Rod Gilbert is Jet Li, okay. All right. Who's going to be Jason Statham? Mickey Flanagan.
Mickey Flanagan, yeah.
Because of the comedy.
Yeah, it works. That works.
Yeah. Who else did they have in the Expendables? They had loads.
Dolph Lundgren.
Omidjalili. Omidjalili would be Dolph Lundgren. Stone Cold Steve Austin. I know he wasn't actually one of the Expendables.
He was one of the villains, wasn't he?
But Steve Austin.
Stephen Merchant.
Stephen Merchant? Okay. Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke would be played by...
Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe of all the people. Yeah, Josh Widdicombe's as cool as Mickey Rourke.
I'm just going for the stupidest ones I can think of now.
Steve Martin would play
I feel like we are missing someone.
We're missing someone big in Expendables. I'm missing someone really big. Stallone.
Oh, Terry Crews.
Terry Crews. Terry Crews. I know who would play Terry Crews. Reginald D. Hunter.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Okay.
He could have actually been in the Expendables, probably.
It could have.
He's got that kind of look. He's cool, man.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's cooler than cool.
He's just so cool.
He's
just chilled. Just.
He's ice cool.
Yeah.
He's like Will Smith cool.
The only other one is Randy Couture, but...
Yeah, who'd play him?
Dara O'Brien.
Dara O'Brien, yeah. Okay. Dara could have been one of the bigger guys.
And that's it.
Josh Widdicombe should have been Jet Li. Shouldn't he?
Yeah.
The little fella.
Little fella.
Yeah.
The little fella who kicks ass.
Anyway, we were talking about Rush Hour, weren't we? We've got way off course. Where have we gone with this?
Should we do some trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
Okay, so here we go with some more casting choices that we could have had.
Right.
Martin Lawrence was the original choice for Carter.
Okay, yeah.
Could have worked.
Yeah, he's good. Well, he's good as a buddy in a buddy cop role.
But then, of course, maybe that was sort of too similar to Bad Boys for him.
Well, yeah, because Rush Hour, the first Rush Hour was about 98, and
Bad Boys was 95.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Eddie Murphy was offered the role of Carter.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
But he turned it down to do Holy Man.
See, Eddie Murphy has made some really bad decisions in his career, hasn't he?
Especially of late as well.
Mm.
I can't think of a decent... I haven't seen a decent film from Eddie Murphy since...
Nutty Professor. Daddy Daycare.
I was going to say... why can't I think what it's called?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Bowfinger.
Bowfinger.
Yeah.
What year was Bowfinger?
I think that was around 99, maybe?
99. Yeah, Bowfinger was good. With Steve Martin.
That was probably Steve Martin's last funny film as well. Yeah. Both of them since then, they just went for the family comedies.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why.
And it's like...
Well. I mean, well, Eddie Murphy's obviously done the Shrek films.
Yeah.
As well. Which
but to go from like Beverly Hills Cop and...
And Raw. I mean, you like, watch Raw.
The more R-rated stuff.
I'm not quite sure. And apparently Eddie Murphy...
I hate to say, but Eddie Murphy's better when he swears.
Yeah, and he's supposed to... Eddie Murphy's supposed to apparently be going back to stand-up or something. Now,
yeah,
I don't know.
The plan was, apparently he was going to go back to stand-up, do another tour, and then he would do Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Right.
But then it never happened.
Well, the problem with that as well now is, you know, if you watch Raw, I mean, that's very adult, you know. If you... Can he really go...
Raw.
It is very raw. If he then goes back and he does a similar stand-up routine now, is he going to... It's going to be weird. You're the guy who did Daddy Daycare.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're doing this again. It's like, are people not just going to think, well, I don't really buy any of this anymore?
Yeah, I don't think people would trust that it would be any good.
No.
You're thinking Eddie Murphy's stand-up, you're thinking, well, is it going to be as smutty?
Is this going to be Die Hard 4.0 or is this going to be Die Hard 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going to
happen? You never know, he might tone it down because he's thinking, well, I've got a big family audience now.
Yeah.
I'd like that family audience to come to my stand-up, so I'm going to clean up the jokes.
Yeah.
Clean up the language.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, yeah, but it won't be funny now.
Steve Martin did do a good film, actually. He did a Nancy Meyers film, It's Complicated, which is pretty good. That was a pretty good film. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't seen that.
It's good. Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
It's good if you like your...
if you like your Meryl Streep.
If you like the Streepster. There's no one nicer than the Streepster, okay? Stuck on you. Anyway, yeah, so...
So could have been Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle would have been good. Yeah, Dave Chappelle would have been
Will good. Smith. Again, with the Bad Boys thing probably came up.
Yeah, but I think Will Smith's too cool to play the Chris Tucker role.
And also, Men in Black would have been 97.
Yeah.
So that would have been another similar buddy cop sort of thing.
Yeah. What year was Independence Day?
That was 98.
98.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe you turned this down and did Independence Day instead. Oh, no, wait. No, wait.
Independence
Day
was... Yeah, Independence 96. Day was before Men in Black, wasn't it?
Yeah, cool. 96, because that was 20 years from last year, because Independence Day Resurgence, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And Tupac.
Tupac?
Tupac was considered for the role.
Tupac Shakur
was considered for the role.
Tupac?
Yeah.
Wow.
He'd done some acting before.
I know he'd done a bit of acting.
So it's not entirely left.
But Tupac in a role that...
Maybe it was going to be a different film then, though. Maybe they were intending it to be quite serious.
I mean, it's now feeling more like a...
So it was going to be like a serious martial arts film.
This is becoming more like Romeo Must Die now, if you bring Tupac in. It's like Jet Li and DMX, now it's Jackie Chan and Tupac.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe that's where they were going with it, though. More serious story.
I mean...
And then they brought in Chris Tucker and they thought, let's make it a bit more funny.
Yeah. I mean, what else could they have done? They could have had Jean-Claude Van Damme and Biggie Smalls.
That's a film I'd like to see.
That's never going to happen.
Well, not now, no.
Steven Seagal.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is just out of the picture.
Steven Seagal and Jay-Z. Schwarzenegger and Kanye West. Now that is a team.
Yeah.
That is a team. Can you imagine? Actually, they should have had George W. Bush and Kanye West as a team. That would have been good.
George W. Bush hates black people.
That would have been a great buddy cop film.
You hate black people.
Donald Trump in a buddy film.
And Kim Jong-un.
That would have been a great buddy film. We might still be able to work that out.
We can still work that out, yeah.
We can try and solve...
If we get...
The inevitable.
If we sort out these issues...
Yeah.
Can we get a buddy film? We say, look, the best way to resolve these issues is to make a film.
What do you think? I'm sure Kim Jong-un might be a little bit, you know, more... I don't know...
Donald Trump would be like, yeah.
It's fantastic. I think Kim Jong-un might be a bit more reserved about the matter.
Yeah.
Mainly because I do.
Leave me alone.
He means no harm. Jackie Chan.
Dude, what are you doing? I'm just breathing. Leave me alone.
Jackie Chan is the librarian.
The film is considered to be a remake of Red Heat.
Okay.
Because both films are about tough foreign policemen going to the United States, partnering up with a cocky American policeman to take on a crime lord from the tough foreign policeman's country.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so it's
not a straight-up remake, but it's a similar sort of idea.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle agreed to do Rush Hour 2.
Right.
Only if he got to fight Jackie Chan and speak Chinese.
What?
Those were the sort of...
Really?
His contract must speak Chinese.
So
at
what
least
did he,
one line.
So what, and it was good what they how they did the gag with it as well.
Yeah, it worked.
We call him 7-Eleven because he never shuts up. Okay, what you are saying? I know what you're saying. Don't be fooled. His name is Lee, goddamn.
And interesting how you mentioned Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
For Rush Hour 3,
right,
Seagal was one of the first actors considered to play a villain.
Mm.
And Jean-Claude Van Damme was also considered.
Mm.
Jean-Claude Van Damme went on to play a villain in Expendables 2.
Mm.
And Steven Seagal...
What stand-up comedian would have played Jean-Claude Van Damme? Peter Kay.
Yeah.
There we go. Sorted.
And that's my trivia for Rush Hour.
Nice. Some good trivia there.
Some good.
As I always say, I always like the ones where...
Always about the casting choices.
Yeah, the casting's always good.
Yeah,
Tupac was definitely a bit of a surprise there. I think Will Smith's too cool. Too cool to play that role. Dave Chappelle would have worked. Eddie Murphy would have worked.
Martin Lawrence would have done it.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence as well would have worked.
But maybe could have...
I don't think any of them would have done a better job than Chris Tucker.
No.
Chris Tucker made that. He made that his own. Also, Chris Tucker does the best Michael Jackson impression I've ever heard in my life.
He does. That's almost scary.
It is. I think you watched that around my house, didn't you?
I did,
that
stand-up routine.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Christmas.
No, you're ruining it.
Stop. Christmas.
It's like
Christmas Tucker. That is an awesome name.
No, Chris, don't sing. You're ruining it.
Is that, what was he saying? He used to watch. He used to listen to Rick Ross in his car.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
I love that.
I love Rick Ross. I love all that. I love it. I love Rick Ross. I'm sorry, Chris. It was me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, I miss Michael Jackson.
That'll be all.
Right. Okay, so favourite line of the whole of Rush Hour, what are you going with as your favourite standout line? And is it... let's not say that... We're not going to say including the credits, the outtakes.
No.
Because if it is including that, then my favourite line is, damn, he ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3. But
not including that, I'd go for... no problem, just Rush Hour. Because I love it in films where they drop the title in there.
Oh, my wife loves that.
Because you're just like, yes.
Daisy loves it.
The same with Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
When Murtaugh goes, we're going to have to register you as a lethal weapon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
you're just waiting for it.
Daisy's really good at that, actually. She, like, if we're watching a film, she always manages to get there, like, straight away. So it's as if she's watching the film just purely for that.
For that.
She doesn't
Especially
know...
Especially if the film's got, like, an obscure title.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is it called that? And then they say it, and you're like, oh, okay.
We were talking about this. What's your favourite name drop in a film?
That's a toughie.
Because one of the best ones that comes to my mind all the time whenever I think of anything is Gerard Butler. I am a law-abiding citizen.
That's why it's called law-abiding citizen.
Ah, God.
There are some, though, that you're sort of thinking, I wish they'd have said it, like Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
You're thinking, just one of them just to go, look, we're just a bunch of Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, that's why it's called Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
There's not one that I can really think of that's my favourite, though.
Nah.
Could be here all day trying to think of something.
I mean, there's loads of them.
There's loads, yeah.
But, yeah, that always stands out. now for me, law-abiding citizen. Oh, yeah. I am a law-abiding citizen. My favourite line of Rush Hour. what the hell are you doing, man? Like that, and these when they're in the car. These are the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys will get you dead. Like that. So then he goes, Beach Boys are my favourite band of all time as well. I love Beach Boys. It's like, you never touch a black man's radio. Never. Or, do you understand? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? And then when Jackie Chan says it, do you understand the words that come out of my mouth? Damn, no one understands the words that come out of your mouth, man.
He more than me. He can say three words in Chinese.
Yeah. Konnichiwa. What the hell? that's probably the best line. Damn, no one can understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man. Best song, again, we're saying War.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we're safe to say that that's what we're going to play out
in a bit. Yeah, we'll play that.
But before that, I think it's time for
The Equal Sequel Wars!
Okay, so...
So, we're going to do something that has been done a couple of times already.
Yep.
Come up with a sequel to Rush Hour.
Yep.
But they have to include four elements...
They do.
Chosen at random.
Yep.
A profession, an object, an event, and a location.
That is true.
So, if my esteemed colleague could select a profession.
I wouldn't say esteemed, but I certainly can. A gardener.
Okay. I'm going to pick a object. And the object is... A phone.
Okay. The event.
Chucking them everywhere.
Look, literally, I didn't choose this. I'm going to stick that back in because I didn't choose it.
Okay.
Kind of chose itself. I actually didn't see what it was. It
jumped out at you.
Okay, the event is a wedding.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The last one's a location. Is a bull pond.
Okay, alright, so we've got a wedding, a gardener, a phone, and a bull pond. Sequel to Rush Hour. Do you want to go
first? Alright, I'll go first. Okay, so Lee and Carter are still partners.
Yeah.
And Carter's getting married. He's met the girl of his dreams. Shit. She's perfect.
Who's playing
Jennifer Lawrence? Yeah.
Okay. So he's gone for a white girl, not a black girl.
Yeah, well, I was just, you know, thinking outside the box.
Okay.
And so they're getting married.
Right.
And she's perfect. Can't believe his luck.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan's so happy for him.
Yeah.
Well, he gets on with her so well.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
So they're planning the wedding.
Okay.
Carter doesn't have much time.
Yeah.
So Jackie Chan's getting a little bit lonely.
Right.
He wants a woman.
Okay.
He's looking at their happiness.
Yeah.
He's thinking, I'd really like some of that.
Yeah.
I'd like to find myself someone as special.
Okay.
That I could marry.
Right.
And as he's thinking this, he's staring out the window.
Yeah.
And there's a woman down in the garden.
Okay.
Gardening.
Oh.
She's like the resident gardener of his apartment complex.
Okay.
And so he thinks, well, you know, I've always noticed her.
Yeah.
She's a nice person. She says hello.
Yeah.
Every morning when I see her.
Right.
I say hello back.
Well, he doesn't say hello, he says, hello.
She's an attractive woman. Yeah. She's got a nice job, gardening, healthy, outdoors.
Yeah.
Creative.
He prefers them outdoors rather than indoors. You know, prostitutes hang outdoors. So, you know.
So he thinks, maybe I'll go down there and chat to her.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes down there and he approaches her and he's a little bit nervous.
Mm.
He says hello and she says hello back. And he's asking her how she is and that. She's trying to be polite, but she's at work.
Mm.
And it's quite frustrating
when
someone's talking to her when she's at work.
Yeah.
So she politely just says to him, look, I appreciate your kindness, but I'm working.
Right. It's a bit of an arse.
You're irritating me. So if you wouldn't mind backing off.
Fucking hell, that's a bit harsh. What a dick.
Jackie Chan's like, oh. He's deflated.
Oh, of course.
He can't believe it. Like, he thought she'd be chuffed to speak with him, but...
Yeah, what a dick.
So, like, he goes back up to his apartment and he sits down on the couch, thinking through what just happened.
Yeah.
Every time he goes through it, it's, like, more and more embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
So he thinks, maybe I'll speak to Carter. Maybe I'll give him a call.
Would you really take advice from Carter?
He's obviously found the woman of his dreams. How did he do it?
Yeah.
Like, he's just struck out.
Yeah, but if he's embarrassed about that, I mean, the shit that Carter probably does is probably a lot more embarrassing. It's just Carter's not embarrassed.
He just wants advice. He doesn't have to do it.
Right, okay.
He just wants to find out what he'd do.
Right.
So he's going to call him. But he can't find his phone.
Right.
So he's lost his phone somewhere.
Right.
And it's got Carter's number in it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit, where's my phone? So he's looking everywhere, drawers, under the bed, under the sofa, behind the cushions. Nowhere. Where? He swears he had it.
Yeah.
Definitely had his phone. But now it's not here. And he can't think where he would have lost it.
Dropped in the soil.
And when he thinks that.
Well, he thinks he dropped it by her.
He thinks maybe he dropped it out there.
Oh, no, he's not going to go back down and... So he thinks, speak to her again, is he?
That's my phone. I need my phone. It's got my contacts in it. It's got...
Oh, this is awkward.
It's got messages. And so he goes down there, cautiously approaches. But before she can turn around and say anything, he's like, look, I'm not going to interrupt. I'm just going to look for my phone because I think I may have lost it. And she thinks, oh, this is just a bloody excuse to try and chat to me again.
Yeah.
So she lays into him.
Oh, this is harsh.
And this is even worse.
Oh, it's brutal.
He's almost like... It feels like he's being attacked.
Yeah.
She's bit his head off, chewed it, and spat it out.
So he kicks her ass?
So, no.
Oh, right.
He doesn't hit women. So he thinks, well, the phone's not here.
Wait, he doesn't hit women? In the other Rush Hour films, he's fought women.
Yeah, only if they're only self-defence.
Yeah, but she's
not just going to kick her ass just for having a go at him.
I didn't know if she was slapping him or anything.
She was, no.
Right.
She was just screaming at him.
Yeah.
So the phone's not around. So he thinks, oh, fine, it's not here. Just gone through all that for nothing.
Yeah.
So he thinks, all right, I'll just go visit Carter, just speak to him.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows where my phone is. Maybe I left it around his last time I was there. So he goes round.
He doesn't need his phone that much then. Because most people would be like, oh shit, I haven't got my phone. Where was I last?
Well, he was round there.
Yeah. But
so he might have left it round there.
Oh, what? Is it, what, this is all happened in the morning or something, is it? He's just woke up and
he doesn't really use his phone that much.
Yeah.
It's just for emergencies, really.
Right.
So he goes over there. And he's speaking to Carter about it, and Carter's like, oh shit, man, I'm sorry about that. That sounds really horrible.
Yeah.
But
that's brutal, man.
But maybe she was just in a bad place at that time. You know, she was working. It's not nice to be interrupted when someone's working.
Mm.
Maybe, you know.
I don't think Carter would be thinking that.
Maybe.
I don't think Carter would give a shit. Just...
He's trying to do this for Jackie, though.
All right, okay.
His name is Lee, goddammit.
Yeah.
So he says, why don't you visit her or give her a call find out her number. Maybe she's got work number in telephone book. Give her a call when she's not working.
Oh, so Jackie still actually wants... After her being a complete dick.
He sees something in her. Even though she's been mean to him, he thinks, yeah, but...
Maybe he's got
a point. Maybe I was interrupting her when she's working and it just upset her.
No. Jackie's too nice. He needs to... Lee's too nice.
Well, both. Exactly. That's
Jackie
why,
Chan is
that's
Lee.
Why he
They're
gives her
nice.
The benefit of the doubt. He wants to give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it's just a bad point. Maybe she was stressed out.
People
flowers weren't growing properly.
No, so you'll be constantly treading on eggshells.
Right, third time lucky.
Oh, no, mate.
Third time
Come
lucky.
On.
I'll give her a call.
Oh, no.
But the problem is I can't find my phone.
Mm.
Is it here? Can't find No. See, I mean, well, you're welcome to look around, but I haven't seen it anywhere. So he looks around, same old places, sofa where he would have sat. Can't find it anywhere. He's like, this is crazy. Like, where would I have lost this phone? So then Kai says, well, do you remember when we went to that party? Then we went to that birthday party yesterday.
Yeah.
At McDonald's.
A birthday party at McDonald's. Whose birthday party is this?
Some little kids.
So Carter and Lee went to a kid's birthday party at McDonald's.
Yeah, it was Jennifer Lawrence's nephew.
Right.
His birthday party.
Right.
So they went and they invited Jackie Chan.
Right.
So they were there. And he's saying, well, do you remember you got a bit pissed off by one of those kids because he was picking on another kid.
Oh, right.
So you stepped in.
Yeah.
And then that kid started wailing on you.
Yeah.
And you kicked his ass.
Jackie Chan kicked an 8-year-old's ass.
He's older than 8.
What, 9?
He was 10. It's a big kid, though. Big kid.
Yeah, but...
Picking on little kids.
I mean, I suppose...
Jackie Chan just broke him up, stepped in, said, no. No.
No.
No.
No, he means no harm.
So this kid started punching Jackie. So he was like, well, I'm going to teach this kid a lesson.
Yeah, but he could have just said, kid, I'm going to kick your ass unless you know, if you don't stop.
Yeah, but he did say that.
Did he?
You know, this kid's a bit brash, things... obnoxious.
Was the 10-year-old kid actually, I mean, because I suppose a 10-year-old kid's probably the same height as Jackie Chan anyway, so I suppose it was quite
pick
even.
Pick on someone your own size.
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
So right. they got into a fight and they toppled into the ball pond.
Yeah.
So it's possible that he may have lost it in there.
Right.
So he's like, oh shit, yeah, that's a good point. I'll go over there now.
Yeah.
So he goes over to McDonald's. Finds the ball pond, starts searching around in there, and he finds his phone.
Oh.
He's like, oh, of course. Makes sense that it would have fallen out, because we were sort of rolling around in there. Would have slipped out my pocket. Now I've got my phone. So he goes home, gets the phone book out, finds her number, gives her a call.
Right.
She answers the phone. She's like, hi, who's this?
It's me.
It's me, Jackie.
You,
it's
me, Lee.
So he starts talking to her and she apologises for how she reacted.
Who's playing this woman?
This woman is played by Emma Stone.
Oh, right, okay. How old is Emma Stone? How old is Jackie Chan?
Emma Stone is 29.
How old is Jackie Chan?
50.
I think Jackie's problem is
he's aiming too young.
I think he is. I think Jackie Chan needs to be a little bit more realistic. I think maybe instead of looking for women that are the same, could be the same age as his daughter, you should possibly be looking at women like around the same age as, maybe a little bit younger, but around the same age. Alright.
So anyway she apologises for how she reacted. She was at work, she's a bit stressed at the moment.
Yeah, a bit freaked out that some 50-year-old guy was hitting on her.
But, you know, she kind of likes him. He's a nice guy. He can kick
ass. He's the nicest guy.
He can kick ass, so he's very protective He knows that if she went out.
Yeah. Also, though, she's got to realise that, yeah, okay, he could kick people's asses. Yeah. So, you know, she'd feel safe that no one else could get to her.
Yeah, exactly. Although, yeah.
Yeah, which is great. But also, he can kick ass, so he could kick our ass. So.
No, he doesn't beat up women.
But that's what he says. That's what he says.
That's what he says when the police come round.
Yeah, Jackie Chan seems like the nicest guy, but Lee.
But behind
like
closed doors.
Don't mess with him.
So anyway, she.
You haven't done the ironing. Why do we never do the ironing?
He doesn't just kick her ass, he uses things around the house like a ladder.
Yeah, yeah. I use this iron, bitch. Poo, pee, ba. Hoo, ka, hoo, yee, ah, yee.
So anyway, he invites her to the wedding. He says, oh, my friend's getting married.
Yeah.
Would you like to come to the wedding with me? She's like, yeah, sure, sounds like fun.
Okay.
So then the wedding comes around. Man, then. The wedding comes around. They go to the wedding.
Yeah.
And Carter gets married. Right. It's a very happy occasion.
Yeah.
And then Lee proposes to the gardener.
And this is their first date.
Yeah. He gets caught up in the wedding sort of the vibe.
Right.
And he thinks, you know, I want to get married. I want that. Will you marry me?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, that's a bit too soon for that.
Well, obviously, that's a bit weird.
And then
you're freaking me out.
But, you know, Carter, they go off on their honeymoon and they continue the date.
Right.
And that's how it ends.
It's the most boring fucking film ever.
I'm taking it a different
action?
Angle.
Where's the action in Rush Hour? Angle.
I'm going for a more sort of subtle, if dramatic.
If that was Rush Hour 4, I would be so fucking annoyed. I went, what is that? It would be like, the fucking. Who directed this? Fucking Woody Allen? I mean, what the fuck is going on?
I get Woody Allen to do it.
That's fucking.
I was thinking outside of the box. I was thinking. You know, we've done this 3 times already. Let's do something different.
Yeah. I think we need to bring Ratner back. And
it's the only good thing he can do, really. Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
Brett Ratner did X-Men 3, which we found quite funny.
We found really funny. But for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
I watched X-Men 3 when I hadn't seen the first two. So I didn't really know what the fuck was going on. I didn't read any of the comic books. And
it was the funeral.
It wasn't a funny thing. Right? A funeral's not funny, but...
But it was Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer is a big blue bear-looking thing. He looks a bit like Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
And he's there wearing a suit. And they're all talking to him as if it's just like a normal thing. It's like,
I remember you turning to me going, why is he wearing a suit?
What the fuck?
He's blue.
He's a blue furry bear. What is he wearing a suit for? It's like Donald Duck, like having a towel wrapped around him when he gets out of the shower.
Every other time.
He's naked.
Yeah, nothing.
He's got a top on, but he leaves his cock out. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
And to be honest...
It's logic.
And also, there's no proof that Donald Duck's got a cock. I mean, because you don't see...
I hope there is no proof.
You don't see...
Because this one cartoon I don't want to watch.
but you never see Donald Duck's cock, so, like...
For a good reason.
But how has he pulled Daisy, is what I want to know. He clearly...
Well, he doesn't really, because
Donald Duck is basically looking like...
He screw it up every now and then.
Well, he does, yeah.
She always... Although she's a bit...
She's a bit of a prick tease. She's
temperamental, really. She's a bit of an arsehole.
She's a bit of an arsehole.
She's a bit demanding as well.
The thing with Donald Duck, though, is he's basically in the cartoon... where he's like the cartoon Mr. Chow, isn't he? Because he had no cock either. He's like, Leslie Chow is Donald Duck.
Yeah.
It's like... that's why he's always so pissed. Like, he's always pissed off because he has no cock.
And that's what it is.
I think that's the problem, isn't it?
Maybe.
How do we get onto Donald Duck and his cock? What were we talking about?
Oh, it's because we went from... Yeah, Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, yeah, Kelsey
X-Men,
Grammer.
Brett Ratner, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I was laughing in the cinema for the whole time. And our mate Seth was... I think he was starting to get
confused.
A little,
yeah.
He was a little bit puzzled to why we were laughing there. I think probably a bit annoyed because he clearly was into the film and wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
But alas, no, I could not contain the laughter. I felt bad about it, but
did you?
Felt a little bit bad about it. It's kind of like, you know, like a class clown at school. You know, like if someone's like larking around, it's like, come on, dick.
Yeah,
some people are trying to learn.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to make a success out of yourself.
If I want to see someone do some comedy, I'll go home and watch some stand-up.
Yeah. I don't want to hear you in the back talking about...
I'm here to learn.
Bogeys. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here to be educated. So it felt a little bit like I was a class clown laughing in a cinema. I tried to contain it.
When you go and see like a comic book film,
yeah,
you know the type of audience that's going to be in the cinema.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, look, I'm here because I want to see this film.
Yeah.
I want to see how close it is to a comic book.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not laughing at Schindler's List. You know what I mean? It's X-Men 3. But
exactly, yeah. It's like, well, I can handle it.
So, yeah, I suppose you can let that go a bit.
Yeah.
You know? It wasn't anything too bad. But nonetheless. Okay.
So let's hear your Rush Hour 4.
Oh, it's going to be a lot more entertaining than yours. Fucking hell.
I think mine would find a different audience.
I think yours wouldn't find any audience. I think that's the problem. I mean, that's probably the problem there. Right, okay. Okay, so Rush Hour 4? Rush Hour 4. Jackie Chan has killed Chris Tucker.
Okay.
Okay, he's killed him.
Great opening. So Chris Tucker's not in it.
Well, that's what you think. Right. Jackie Chan's killed Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Right at the start.
Is he sort of distraught? Like, what have I done?
Well, no. Because what you realise is that he hasn't actually killed Chris Tucker.
Straight away?
Straight away you realise he hasn't killed Chris Tucker.
So you don't remember that then?
No, because Jackie Chan goes, oh my God, I killed Carter, like that. And then Carter walks in
yeah.
and goes, what's going on, Lee? Like that. He's like, I thought I just accidentally killed you. And he's like, no, man, that's Jimmy from the block, man. What do you think that was me? And then he turns around and then he goes, yeah, yeah. Then he goes, oh, you know you all look alike.
Yeah.
Because he does it right. In the other one. Yeah.
So every time a black person dies, he thinks that it's Carter.
He thinks he's killed Carter. And then Carter then accidentally kills a Chinese guy and goes, ah, you know you all look alike. And then Lee's like, no, you can't do that. You did that once. I got my own back. You don't do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've had strict rules on that. So he's then like, okay, man, I let it go this time. I let it slide.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's how it starts.
Mm.
And then, oof, what? Yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Rush Hour 4. Like that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we come into it. Is. Credits
yeah.
come into it straight away. Big fight scene. Jackie Chan, he's using all kinds of things to his disposal, all kinds of objects. Mm. They're at a wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's using
whose wedding?
Just a random wedding.
They're just wedding crashes now.
They're wedding crashes. Yeah, that's all it is. It's
they're just crash weddings, start fights.
They're wedding crashes.
Fuck off.
They get in a fight with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson on the dance floor.
Yeah.
So Chris Tucker's like beating Vince Vaughn up.
Okay.
In the end, they kind of like realise that, Etty, man, I quite like you, man. And Vince Vaughn's like, yeah, I like you too. You seem like a good guy and that. So they then start doing a dance off instead.
Do Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson kind of look at each other like, you look familiar.
They do, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, love doing Shanghai Noon. Then Owen Wilson just is like, yeah. Okay. And then anyway, so Jackie Chan in the end starts getting into a fight with other people at the wedding.
Yeah.
Because the bride loses her shit. She's like, you've wrecked my dance floor here. Vince Vaughn and Chris Tucker are still having a dance off to... Michael Jackson, obviously.
Yeah.
Smooth
Criminal.
No. Rock With You.
Okay.
Because it's a dancey number. They're going for a bit of Rock With You.
Okay, yeah.
A bit of old school MJ.
Yeah.
So they're having a dance-off over there. Loads of people are, like, clapping along and stuff. It's a Chinese wedding. There's a lot of Chinese people there.
Right.
Like, singing along. with her. Walk where you all lie. That's who into sun. Why walk with you?
Walk with you.
Walk good tonight. Back with me.
A bunch of Chinese people singing walk with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at that moment, they bring out the dinner and it's all stir fries and woks. And they go, ah, rock. Look, it's a rock with. With Starfire. Anyway, so this has gone a little bit all over the place. Anyway, really? Some people are getting pissed off. The bride's really annoyed now. Yeah. She gets her groom, who's a martial artist, to go over and kick his ass. Jackie Chan actually whips his ass using woks and other things to his disposal, tables and cake. Chairs. Not the cake. The guy actually goes to knock the cake over, and Jackie Chan saves the cake because like you know, like in the first one where he's saving all the vases, he does the same with the wedding cake and that. There's little kids just being arseholes, like pushing the cake around, and he's like, no, don't, like that.
Leave
he's
trying to leave it alone,
save the cake, save it, it's got icing and stuff. So he saves the cake, but he still manages to whip his ass. Then the groomsmen come, they're all martial artists as well, so he kicks all their ass with stuff. Anyway, shit goes down, he's kicked so many asses that there's no one left to kick at the wedding. So the bride then calls for the groundsman to come in as well. So this gardener then comes in to try and kick Jackie's ass. He brings in a pitchfork with him.
Yeah.
Jackie gets the fork off, smacks him around the face a few times. Kicks his ass. Some other gardeners come in, and then they're like, you know what, fuck this shit, I don't want to know.
Turns into Alan Partridge.
Yeah. they walk out they're like, we don't want any of this.
Yeah.
Meantime, Chris Tucker and Vince Vaughn are now just dancing in front of women, because all the men have obviously gone over to fight Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson is he's necking with the bride, because she likes Owen Wilson.
Okay.
Big fan of Shanghai Noon.
But not Shanghai Nights.
No.
She thought it was weaker.
She thought it was a weaker sequel than Rush Hour 2. Okay. So he's necking with a bride because she realised that the groom was an arsehole.
Mm.
And he was weak because Jackie Chan kicked his ass.
Okay.
So Owen Wilson and her sail off into the sunset together.
Right.
Jackie Chan is still kicking asses. They've sent, like,
they're just like bodies piling up.
Bodies piling up all over the place. Vince Vaughn and Chris Tucker are still dancing.
Still dancing.
They're still doing the dance.
Bodies flying across them and they're dodging.
They're dodging them, they're weaving, ducking, doing the running man and everything. But
they're keeping eye contact, trying to stare each other out.
Yeah, it's like Pulp Fiction, they're like staring, like they're doing the moves and everything.
Trying to throw the other one.
Yeah. In the end, the women are getting bored of watching them have some kind of gay dance off. So
it's getting quite sort of...
Yeah, the women are getting a little bit weirded out by
homoerotic.
It. Yeah, so the women start getting their phones out, start calling their friends on their phones because they're a bit bored.
Yeah.
In the end, they decide that they want to, you know, something a little bit more exciting. So all the women decide, let's try and have a bit of a punch up as well. So they all go for Jackie at the same time. Jackie kicks all the women's asses as well.
Yeah.
And there's literally no one left other than Vince Vaughn and Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn suddenly takes the piss out of Chris Tucker's plie that he does.
Okay.
Which Chris Tucker's not happy about.
Is that his like finishing move? That.
Yeah, and Vince Vaughn is just laughing at him. So Jackie Chan goes over and kicks Vince Vaughn's ass.
Right.
And then they don't really know what to do because everyone's basically been dropped to the floor.
Yeah.
And they think to themselves, like, well, how do we celebrate? And they thought, well, they've done a little kind of bit outside for the kids. You know, there's a slide and a swing and stuff. There's a little ball pond in there.
Yeah.
So they think, fuck it, let's go for a dip in the ball pond. So they jump into the ball pond. And then a bunch of the kids come over and say, oh, you're not allowed to go in our ball pond. So then they get out and Jackie Chan kicks all the kids' asses.
Yeah.
They all fall down. And then they just walk out of there. And then right at the end, Chris Tucker's like, man, why you gotta kick everyone's asses, man? Like that. And then Jackie Chan just goes, I don't know. I don't know why I have to do this. I always find myself in it, but I always think the same thing. What? What is it good for? And then Chris Tucker's like, absolutely nothing, man.
Yeah. Okay.
What is it good for? And then they just walk off, and then that's the end of the film.
So there's no story then, just Jackie Chan beating the shit out of everyone at a wedding.
Yeah, basically that's what it is.
Okay.
Rush Hour 4.
Rush Hour 4.
Wedding.
Days.
Wedding days. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. All dazed.
Yeah.
Dazed and confused.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
There you go.
That's Rush Hour 4. At least mine had some action in it. Yours had a...
Mine had heart.
Yeah. Broken hearts. Fucking... No one's ever going to get that.
I'm thinking of calling mine Hush Hour.
Hush Hour. Oh, fucking hell. That's brilliant. Hush Hour. Okay, so we're clearly going with War.
Well, definitely, yeah.
Well, we will be back next week with Pulp Fiction.
Indeed.
Last episode of the series.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a Christmas
special. We'll do a Christmas special, yeah.
Which is going to come up soon. But we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Peace out.
To me.